Back in this country, after a dramatic experience in China, is Lieutenant Tommy Harmon of the Army Air Corps. For an interview with a former Michigan football star, Admiral Radio takes you now to CBS Detroit, George Cushing reporting.
Lieutenant Tom Harmon, Michigan's great All-American of 1940, came home the other day. That was a very simple but almost incredible event. Here he is to tell you his story.
Speaking of coming home, I think my mother is the only person who never had any doubt that I'd come through all right. It was a funny thing. When the word got back that I was shot down in China, everybody stopped writing letters. That is, everybody but my mother. She kept right on, just as if nothing had happened, and when I got back to the base, there was a letter from her waiting for me. She told me all the news about the family and my friends, and not once did she mention the possibility that I might be lost. And that letter was written about 2 weeks after I was shot down.
How long did it take you to get back?
32 days.
Tell us the story, Tom. What happened?
It was last October on the 30th. Four of us were sent out in P-38s as fighter protection for four dive bombers on a raid against the Japanese docks at Kukiang on the Yangtze River. I was tail end Charlie, that is, the last man in the top cover flight. Nothing happened until Captain Bob Schultz of Sandusky, Ohio, the leader of our group, called out 6-0s at 3 o'clock. I automatically looked behind me, and there were six more coming in from the rear, so I called out 6-0s at 9 o'clock. It was a trap. Somehow the Japs must have known we were coming. Nevertheless, the dive bombers were just starting their run, and we went right on in. Two of the fighters, Lieutenant Jordan Robbins and Lieutenant Thomas J. Taylor, jumped into the 6-0s ahead with Schultz, and I turned into the six behind me. The Japs concentrated on Captain Loden Enslin of Springfield, Missouri, the leader of the mission. He was flying the leading dive bomber. They shot him down right over the target area, but Captain Schultz got the Jap who led the attack against him. That's about all that I saw, that part of the fight. Then I turned. I busted right between two formations of 3-0s. Three turned to the left, two of the others turned to the right. But apparently one of them got rattled. He turned right in front of me. My first machine gun burst blew off his cockpit, and my cannon banged him right into the ground. I pulled out of my dive and went back up. I came up under another 0 and got him at close range. He went up like a matchbox. After that, I heard a ring on my armor plate. It was a cannon burst. The second hit was under my seat, and the third went right between my legs. One of them started a gasoline fire in the cockpit, so I turned the ship over and tried to beat the flame out with my hands, but it was useless. I loosened my safety belt and jettisoned the canopy cover and flew out of the cockpit. The speed suction just pulled me out. 2-0s circled me all the way down, but they didn't shoot. They probably thought that I was dead. The explosion and fire had blown my pant legs off, and I was in pretty bad shape. It also burned my face and most of my hair. I landed in a lake below. The 0 zoomed over me several times, but I stayed under the parachute, and they finally went away.
How'd you get back, Lieutenant?
Well, that's something that I can't tell you. If the Japs knew how I got back, they might be able to prevent somebody else from doing the same thing.
Okay, then, how about medical treatment?
The first medical treatment I had was 17 days afterwards. I had second-degree burns on my legs, wrists, and face. I finally found a Chinese doctor, though, but all he had was some mercurochrome and some used cotton.
You see what I mean? Lieutenant Tom Harmon came home the other day. Simple, isn't it? That wasn't the first time, either. Last April, he had to bail out over the jungles in South America. He fought his way through jungles for 7 days that time before he came back. I return you to Admiral Radio in New York.